Good morning, everyone. We'll call this meeting of the Rules Committee to order for Thursday, May 4th, and I'll note for the record that we do have a quorum present. First order of business is approval of the minutes for Friday, April 28th. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to approve the minutes? I think we're live. I can get closer. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes?
Chair Long, I have reviewed the minutes, and I move their adoption.
Your fastidiousness is always appreciated. Any discussion to the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The minutes are adopted. Next order of business, calendar for the day for Monday, May 8th. We're proposing two bills, House File 2988, Representative Wolgamont, Workers' Compensation Advisory Council recommendations, House File 402, Representative Bierman, requirements for healthcare mergers and transactions. Any discussion to the calendar for the day? Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So we had House File 402 in Ways and Means yesterday, and that was the first time that the fiscal note was actually made available. It had gone through multiple committees prior to that. I believe it was at the Health Committee, according to Representative Liebling, and of course the documentation there like three times, but without a fiscal note. So again, we have another bill that didn't have a fiscal note until Ways and Means, and it impacted several areas of jurisdiction that it did not go through with the fiscal note. So I'm going to make another motion to amend the calendar for the day and remove House File 402 for that reason.
Representative O'Neill moves, makes a motion to remove House File 402. Any discussion to the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
The motion does not prevail. Any further discussion to the calendar for the day? Seeing none, I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration designates Monday, May 8th for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establishes a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
The calendar for the day is adopted. Next, we have three administrative resolutions before us. The first is 2023 R-17. Could we invite Lori Hodapp and Pat Murphy up for the R-17, I believe.
Chair Long and members of the Rules Committee, my name is Pat Murphy. I'm Chief Clerk of the House.
And I am Lori Hodapp, Chief Sergeant at Arms.
And I'll keep this short. I had about a 45-minute presentation, but I'll whittle it down a little bit. The resolution on facilities is something that the Chief Clerk and the Chief Sergeant at Arms do together, maintaining facilities during in the Capitol complex, particularly during the interim. In partnerships with the Speaker's office, we work to schedule groups, and we have an electronic calendar so people know when groups are coming. And our office and the sergeant's office, we facilitate that. Many of you bring groups in, students, and we run mock sessions and let students use the voting system, etc. But that's about it.
And then, of course, the Chief Sergeant of Arms, we maintain committee rooms in all spaces, offices, hallways, the state office building, and any rooms here, and make them ready for use when you have need for them.
Questions for our presenters? Representative Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to both of you for all you do for us. I would just submit, Mr. Chief Clerk, that we have held you here so long, so many nights, that you should have taken the liberty to keep us here a little longer.
Thank you. Fair enough. Any further discussion to the R-17? Seeing none, I move that 2023 R-17 resolution on facilities be recommended to the House of Representatives for adoption. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Resolution is adopted. Mr. Murphy, if you could stay where you are, we have the R-18 journal resolution.
Okay, the journal resolution gives me the authority as the Chief Clerk of the House to approve and correct the journal for the last day and include any subsequent proceedings. What that generally means is when the governor signs a bill, we put that in there as part of the constitutionally required record, and when they're filed with the Secretary of State, and any veto messages or anything like that. You may wonder why this resolution is here. The history is every day you sit through the fact that I read the journal from the preceding day. That is pursuant to Minnesota law, which states briefly, a journal of the daily proceedings in each house shall be printed and laid before each member at the beginning of the next day's session after it has been publicly read and corrected, which is that motion that you all approve, and that gives me authority to approve and correct and publish the legal record, the journal. This just suffices because we're not in session when we've adjourned and for the subsequent day. That's probably more than you needed, but.
Any questions on the R18? Seeing none, I move that 2023 R18 resolution on the Journal of the House be recommended to the House of Representatives for adoption. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The resolution is adopted. And next, 2023 R19, if we could invite Ms. Hodak back up.
I'm assuming I don't need to reintroduce myself. Thank you, sir.
And, could you pull the mic towards you, though?
Pardon?
The mic.
Oh. All right. Thank you very much. The parking resolution has been slightly changed since last year, or the last time that we were up here presenting. We have not had a Lot C parking space since 2018, so we removed Lot C from the language just to clean it up and make sure that it accurately presented the various positions and parking spots that we have. Erica is in the room, or at least she was, and she manages our parking spaces and the signatures that you provide to reserve your spaces and how they are doled out, etc. But other than taking Lot C out of this, the resolution remains the same.
Any questions?
It allows us to deduct during the interim for you to retain your parking spaces. So deductions still continue to come out of your paychecks if you should choose to do that.
Any questions on the R19? Seeing none, I move that 2023 R19 resolution on parking be recommended to the House of Representatives for adoption. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. Thank you both so much. We have a rare bill hearing tomorrow in the Rules Committee on Constitutional Amendment, Vice Chair Hollins, in fact, on Environmental Natural Resources Trust Fund. So members will note there was a 1 p.m. amendment deadline for today and a 5 p.m. testifier deadline, and the hearing will be at 11 a.m. in the SOB basement tomorrow. And with that is our business before us, and we are adjourned.